So, are your views shaped by societal conditioning or objective reality? Well, guess what? We're going to get into all of that today here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, episode 740, with our guest, Elizabeth Naja Turner, who's hanging out in the virtual green room, ready to come up to the mic. Right after this quick intro, today's episode is Pretty Isn't Pretty. It's what we've been trained to see. Ooh, it's going to be good. Don't you move. We'll be right back here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hello, hello, everyone. So good to see you here as we are kicking off September with episode 740. And you all know that I love September because it's my birthday month. Yes, yes, yes. So my birthday is September 26th. And for your convenience, I have started accepting gifts already. You see how I love you all? You see how that works? We're so excited to have you here with us live for those that are streaming with us in a couple of places on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and all of the places, and those that listen from our podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and several other places, and certainly Blog Talk Radio. And there are those of you who just hang out on Charvette.com and say, you know what, I just keep up with your website, and that's where I listen and watch. We certainly appreciate you as always. And if you're a new listener, just let us know in the chat, in the comment, wherever you may be watching or listening. And if you're over on YouTube, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and subscribe to this channel. I know you like this content. And so we want to make sure that you stay up to date and keep up with us here on episode 740 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. If you're new to me, I'm Charvette Mitchell. I'm the CEO of Mitchell Productions, and we are a marketing and professional development firm. And what is so great about this conversation today that we're going to be having, pretty isn't pretty. It's what we've been trained to see. I think this conversation is really great in the area of marketing and branding, because you know, a lot of that is visual. And we talk a lot about visuals, right? We talk a lot about video and graphics and photography and colors and all of that, which are very visual. And here's the other thing. And the other reason why I think this conversation is great is because sometimes there are business owners who hold back on marketing, or they hold back on getting on a Zoom, or they hold back on getting in front of the camera for real because of a perception that they might have and that they might be comparing themselves to. I think this segment is gonna shine some light on that for you. All right, welcome. Hello, Roberto, coming in from New York. We love you too. Thank you so much for being here. All right, so let me introduce my guest because she's ready. Let's get this party started. Elizabeth Naja Turner is a passionate educator and advocate in the field of Black science history, committed to uniquely biologically and scientifically teaching people how we see the world. Elizabeth explains how our eyes literally work and why we see what we see and how to change it. Elizabeth's tenure as a research assistant at the Dean McGee Eye Institute provided her with a foundational understanding of the science of the eye, which she seamlessly integrates into her teaching. The slogan, "Pretty isn't pretty, it's simply what you've been trained to see," captures the core of her message. And she challenges individuals to question their perceptions, urging them to recognize that their views are shaped by societal conditioning rather than objective reality. All right. So let's go ahead and get this party started. Thank you so much for coming on in. We see you. Hello, Wendy Lee. Welcome from Wakanda. Listen, my mother is in the house, always going to be holding it down. Thank you so much for being here. Put your hands together and welcome up to the stage, Elizabeth Naja Turner. Thank you so much. Woohoo. We're glad to have you.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey. Wakanda in the house.
Listen, Wakanda is in the house. Comedian Wendy Lee never fails. And so I got to tell you, Naja, I have to tell you. So I could not have planned this any better. I had an eye doctor appointment today. And he was going to dilute my eyes. It's normal checkup. And I was like, well, I have a podcast and I want to do. He's like, okay, we'll do that later. He said, what are y'all going to be talking about? I was like, this is a prime example of what we're going to be talking about. So he was so interested. So shout out to Dr. Donald Lumpkin there. And so let's jump in. And I just want to hear certainly really kind of how you got started. What sparked your fascination in this space and your curiosity with Black science history?
And that's a wonderful question to start with. My curiosity was sparked early in life by my father, who introduced me to what we call the NASCAR lines. And you're aware of that?
You know, please share. Yeah.
So the NASCAR lines are these huge structures. They're built in South America, and they were built thousands of years ago. You can only see them from the air. So this was before the Wright brothers and the plane. So my father posed the question to me, who would have built a structure that could only be seen from the air if there were no planes? So that's a question that never left me. And it kind of introduced me to the idea or the notion that the ideas and the history that we believe to be true are not exactly true. The history of this planet is much more complicated than we understand.
Oh, wow.
And so
talk to us and kind of explain, you know, how our eyes work and why understanding this is really crucial to how we really are perceiving the world around us.
Right. So I normally have visuals when I do this because it's like an explanation, but our eyes work. Well, let me start right here. In order for us to see, you need four things. You need to have an object to look at, something that you see. You need to have a clear path between you and the object. And you need to have light. The light has to shine on the object. We cannot see without light.
Right.
People think you can see in the dark, but we cannot see without light. The light literally shines on the object. And then that image of the object is projected to your eye. And from there, it goes to your brain. Then your brain tells you what you're looking at. Our eyes don't see. The brain does. The eyes are just like a camera. Send the visual to the brain, and then the brain will tell you what you're looking at. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That makes sense. And so when we have kind of this conversation about society norms and what is pretty versus what is not pretty and what is perceived to be more favorable versus not, I think those are, especially in this marketing and kind of branding and visual branding space, I think this is a great conversation, you know, for us to be having. And so your slogan, pretty isn't pretty, is simply what you've been trained to see. It's certainly a powerful slogan. And so how do societal norms and really that conditioning influence what we perceive to be pretty or not?
Well, yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, what we call societal norms, right?
Yeah.
And that is basically, as a young baby, when you come into the world, you start receiving information. And actually, the first face that you should see and recognize as beauty would be what? Your mother's, right? So, but I have known people who felt like their mother was ugly, right? Mm. So how do you get to that? How are you born? You look up in your mother's face as a baby, and that's the image you see, a reflection of yourself. But then give it some years on this planet and with what you call the societal norms. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see the person who birthed you as ugly or people close to you as ugly. Mm-hmm. Where does that input come from? Those are the societal norms you're talking about.
Yeah.
What I call it is brainwashing. We become brainwashed to see the world the way others see it.
And so then that makes complete sense. And so then the question is, how do we shift that?
How do you
move that?
It's so even to hear this is not easy. And I understand it. The way we see is a part of it. It's basically the whole world. The way we've been molded and shaped. We view the world based on the things that we believe to be true, that we've been taught. So that's what we'll see. How do you begin to change that?
Yeah.
Change the information you receive.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So instead of watching, I won't say nothing, but instead of watching that, watch something that fulfills your spirit, that lifts you up. When you watch things that break you down, make you feel uncomfortable about yourself, it attaches your self-esteem. My voice is kind of dealing with some issues, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. You good? You need some water? Because listen, we could go to a commercial break if you need some
water. No, I'm fine.
Oh, you good? Okay, good.
I'm fine.
Awesome. And we see some hearts coming up, so.
Okay. So what I was saying is, what point were we on? Did I finish your
question? So just how to change. And you were so you were talking about really like the input. So looking at different things will
change
adjust how, yeah.
Change for instance,
that's so good.
Historical information would help too.
Most
people think history begins in a certain place and then it proceeds from there. However, we know that history goes back literally at least 54,000 years on this planet, where human beings have been living, doing the same thing we're doing now.
Yeah. And so then what are some of the misconceptions people have really around visual perception, and then how do we address them?
Yeah, that's a great question too. Mm-hmm. Most people think that you see what they see, mm-hmm. right? As mm-hmm. you sit in the mirror and you're getting yourself ready, and you assume when you go out, everybody's going to see what you see. They don't. They see what they've been trained to see, good or bad. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're getting yourself ready. Unless their brains has the same information as yours, right? Unless
right.
they've molded and shaped just like you, they don't see what you see. They mm-hmm. see what the input has trained them to see.
And you know what? That is very interesting, Naja, because some people will look at themselves. Some people will look at themselves and say, I'm not this, I'm not that. And then you will have outside people say, you are so pretty, or you are so amazing, or you, and that person themselves don't see that. I think that's a great example of that kind of those misconceptions or the difference, that kind of dichotomy of thought.
And it happens all the time. It happens mm-hmm. with words. Just simple words. We yeah. use words, excuse me, mm-hmm. we use words differently, and they don't have the same meaning to everybody, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Looking up. So, which is why many times in communication, people get crossed up because they don't understand. They don't really get the understanding that the person is implying. Mm-hmm. They get their own understanding, and then they run with that. And that happens to me all the time because I'm trying to tell people, no, that's not what I'm saying. They get their understanding and run with it.
Right. So similar. So wonderful one. If you're just tuning in, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here at episode 740 with Elizabeth Naja Turner, educator and advocate in the field of Black science history. And so, Naja, what in your research and teaching, what have you found to be the most surprising or revealing about how humans perceive the world?
And that was what I was just speaking about. What I find most revealing is that everybody doesn't see the world the same. Mm-hmm. I find that interesting.
Yeah.
Because you think when you're like, just like I just said, you think that when you're getting yourself ready and putting yourself together and you come out, that everybody will see you like you see yourself. But it's just not true. People see the world based on their perceptions. And I mean, I can kind of show you that. Think about some Amish people.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. You're all dressed up, putting on your gear, and then you go to an Amish event. Are they going to see you like you see yourself?
No.
Go to a Muslim event, and you're getting mm-hmm. all dressed up, putting on your stuff. And then the Muslims, they have a certain way that they look and that they dress. So if you go in amongst them looking different, they won't see what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's based on what's been molded and shaped in here.
Yeah.
That's what you'll be looking for. Muslims will be looking for a woman with a wrap. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And normal for them.
Right. And all about what is normal. And so what role does Black science history play in really reshaping our understanding of the past and its influence, you know, really on our current perception?
It's knowing the truth of history. Mm. That's the beauty of that. we in the West have been indoctrinated with a certain history of the world, which is inaccurate. For instance, the, like I just said, the NASCAR lines is what opened my mind. See, we think that the Wright brothers were the first to fly.
Right.
But it can't be true if you have these structures that were created for people to see from the air.
Yeah.
Now, this, of course, is Egyptian history.
Mm-hmm.
Egyptian, which is African history, right?
Yeah.
Because Egypt is on the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
And the original Egyptians would have been black, jet black. Now, why do I say that? Well, it's important because I have to call it black science history because no one believes the Egyptians were black men. And they fight and argue over that. But when I say black, they were black people.
Yeah.
And they saw themselves as beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, images change, ideas change, people change over time.
Over time. And I think actually you have some of these images on your website that accurate. So what we're going to do, we're actually going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'll actually share, I'm going to share your website so that you can, I know that I saw a couple of these images on your site. And that way, viewers, you'll be able to get a sense. If you are listening to the podcast later, this listen, this is a show you need to jump over to YouTube so you can see what we're talking about. So I'm going to have you take a break in the virtual studio. I'll bring you back up right after our quick commercial break. Again, thank you so much. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break, which is all around why I host events. And as you may know, we are hosting my 8th event, the Platform Builder Summit, VIP experience, all VIP, no general admission tickets this coming November. But here's why I host events. This this quick video will tell you why. There is something incredibly powerful about women business owners and leaders connecting. I mean, really connecting. Yes, online networking is great and it's convenient. However, there is nothing like the energy and vibe of meeting in person. It cannot be replaced. If you thrive in community, I encourage you to connect with and pursue your tribe. Maybe that's with a group of friends. Perhaps that is a local networking event or with women you connect with through a business program or cohort. Someone asked me, why do you host conferences and retreats and encourage your clients to do the same? I responded with a quote from event leader and small business advocate, Lauren Casilia. Your audience needs to know each other and you need to be the connector. My hope for high-achieving women entrepreneurs is that they have a safe space to be heard, to be seen, and to be free. All right. So your personal invitation to join me here in Richmond, Virginia, November 8th and November 9th at the Drury Plaza Hotel, November 8th and November 9th, which is a Friday and a Saturday. Jump over to platformbuildersummit.com, platformbuildersummit.com. We are in the midst of our speaker announcements that are happening right now. And so we're even letting you know the topic. So you do not want to miss it. If you, this is open to women only. If you are a woman, a business owner, a woman entrepreneur, and you're looking to certainly grow and build your marketing, but also your business development, how, where, and how to generate additional revenues. Listen, we have certainly all of the marketing sessions. I'm going to have that on tap. We've got branding, we've got visual branding, we've got styling, but also we have government contracting, grants, which I got something to announce shortly, nonprofit, and a bunch of other things that we have for you. So we will see you in Richmond, Virginia. Let's get back into this segment, bringing my guest back up live right now on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Yes, Naja. All right, wonderful. So let me actually, I'm going to share your website. And okay. That way I know that right at the top there has some information. So these kind of graphics here are what you were alluding to, right?
Yes, ma'am. Those are the NASCAR lines.
Yeah, and which can only be seen if you are
Flying above, because it's too big. If you were down on the ground, it just looks like a line or just a bump on the road. So you have to be up in the air to actually see the entire structure.
Yeah. And so that certainly, like you said, shifts people's like, wait a minute, then that's different from what we were told, what we were taught, right, and all of that. And so you are really like breaking up some myths and some barriers to say, ladies and gentlemen, look at this.
Right. Like, trying to.
Yeah, try to exactly take a look. And so if someone wants to start seeing the world differently, you know, what steps would you recommend that they take to begin this journey of changing their perception?
So I'll tell you, for me, it was a long walk. And that walk led through Black history.
Yeah.
Knowing the truth of who and what we are, knowing the truth of who and what we were,
yeah,
knowing where we came from, how we got here. All of that is important to our journey. And people want to cut off pieces, but all of that, that's the whole. And when I say that the first people on the planet, and it's not me saying it, actually science says it, the first people on the planet would have been Black. They were melanated, mm-hmm, and they were intelligent. And that more intelligent than we are today, if you can believe that. See, people think that human beings now are at the height, the peak of what they've ever been. But see, that's not true. Human beings have been at this state before.
We could look at the pyramids. Like, you can't. Somebody explain the pyramids, please. Like,
exactly.
Somebody please explain that. Pretty isn't pretty. It's what we are trained to see. And so your work as a teacher and an educator, yes, certainly out of what is there a grade level, or I don't know if it's college level, what level do you teach?
There is a grade level. I'm in my classroom right now. I teach middle school science.
All right. So back to school. Y'all are back to school, mm-hmm, that right back here. And so, you know, being an educator, what is really your passion around really this next generation? And there's so much with TikTok and social media and their phones. And there's just all of this that's out around how teens and young people are seeing themselves, comparing themselves to others. What is your work doing? What's your passion around that?
That's detrimental, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All of that stuff is detrimental to the psyche, because our young people, and I mean, I'm in the classroom with it, they have it bad. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to put the phone down. And mm-hmm, so those images are constantly being force-fed into their head. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand what it is that they're doing to themselves. Mm-hmm. You have to eliminate from your being things that go against you.
Yeah.
Because you can't keep feeding yourself poison. Poison of the mind, poison of the spirit, poison of your self-esteem, all of that. So your question was, how would you change that?
Well, and you actually are answering it just like the impact you're having with young people and really in helping them see that, you know, pretty isn't pretty, like they're, what people have said is pretty versus not is just what you've been told versus you taking your own look at something. If you look at it and you like it and you say it's pretty, it's pretty.
It's a challenge, though. In the classroom with middle schoolers, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Because especially with what we were just talking about, all the social media, they think that's more relevant and more important than the information that they hear. And so we got to get them tuned in, which is why I continue to go on platforms to share this information, because other people need to understand this and start to spread it, because mm-hmm, it needs to become part of the national conversation, mm-hmm, because our babies, our children are being brainwashed away from themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's detrimental.
Yeah. I think that's a bad thing. Absolutely. Adults need it too.
Men need it too.
Yeah. So this is not a, thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the ladies that listen and watch. However, men, thank you for the viewers and the listeners that are men. This is not a female conversation.
It is not.
A conversation for men. So everybody, so young people, older people and the like. So pretty isn't pretty. It's what we are trained to see. And so as we wrap up, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we'd love to know what continues to motivate you.
Our children. Mm-hmm. That's why I continue to do this. It's our children. And they actually keep me young in this classroom. Because once they come through the door, I got to get with them. Okay. Because yeah. They are not playing. But yes, it's our children and dealing with our children. Mm-hmm. And wanting to see a better future, a different future. One where, because I'll just leave you with this. Mm-hmm. I deal with our children. And every year, I'll ask them to express the way they feel about themselves on a little index card. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what they put on those index cards is heartbreaking. Mm. How they feel about themselves truly, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's underneath all the chaos and the things that they do. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm one individual, but if we had more people saying the same thing, they would probably get the message.
Yeah. And Roberto in New York said, I teach middle school and the cell phone is a big problem.
Yes, it is.
It's a big problem. Thank you so much for educators that are here that maybe listen later in live. We know that is not just a job. It is absolutely a ministry, a mission, a passion. Like there is, you're not just, you're not just out there.
It's an adventure.
Yes. Yes. To say the least. All right. Well, it has been great chatting with you. And so certainly continue on. And if the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, someone listens and this changes their thought and their perception, again, you know, as I talk to clients in this space of marketing and branding, which oftentimes you have to put yourself out there, there is a fear of visibility sometimes that comes up, which is tied to this conversation, really. It really is tied to this conversation of the comparison and I don't sound like, or I don't look like this, or what have you. So this is right in alignment with young people, with adults, with men and with women. So thank you for all your amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you.
All right.
On my social media, can I share with you how they can contact me, or have you already done that?
No. Yes, please do. Please do. What's the best way to contact you?
So at Facebook, you have it up there at Elizabeth Hooks Turner. That's me. There are also, I want to let you know, there's some videos that website you went to.
Yeah.
I have lectures, or actually messages. The whole video, you can just sit and watch it and it'll walk you through. Like I said, you need visual aids.
Yes.
It will walk you through that process, but you can see exactly what I'm saying and not just hear. Right.
Good.
And finally, prettyisn'tpretty.com.
Yes. And prettyisn'tpretty.com, for those that are just listening to the podcast, prettyisn'tpretty.com. The link is down below in the show notes. We have it on the screen. But if you're listening, prettyisn'tpretty.com, that's where you can go, also referencing the videos and have a visual to watch. So just
and, one more. And on YouTube at Ascending Plato's Cave.
Okay, great.
That's the last one. Charvette, I thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you so much again for all the work that you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank
have
you.
A blessed day.
You too. All right. Ooh, it is coming up to a wrap of this show. And I bet there's somebody on your timeline who you feel like, I think they probably should listen to this. Or definitely go check out our guest. So if you're on Charvette.com, our main website, we have her full bio. I literally, Naja's bio, I just did a clip of it because I wanted to spend time talking to her. But check out Charvette.com. We have a full blog with her full bio, also links to her website and to connect on Facebook. We've tagged on Facebook as well. If you are listening to the podcast version, just look down below in the show notes. Just look down below in the show notes. If you're listening from Blog Talk Radio, look down below in the show notes. It'll give you the full bio, not just full bio information there to connect. She also has some books, some children's books that are available. So check those out as well all the time. So we thank you so much for being here for episode 740. So keep it locked and be with us for our next segment. We thank you so much for being here. And it's a wrap. We're going to see you all later on the web. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.